action would only play into Russia's hands, which is undesirable from the Mideast standpoint. And threatening Russia is problematic as relations are reverting to Cold War status. Elsewhere, the rush is on for dollars. Ford cut its dividend, and Boeing has lost two-thirds of its value. The balance sheets of companies are only an illusion. The illusion persists as long as investors believe asset values. But should faith in the assets fall, the liabilities still stand. And that is where Wall Street is today, scrambling for cash. In a final note, it appears the long romance with higher education may have ended. Universities are canceling classes, pardon, going online, but not necessarily refunding tuition or room and board. The first signs of student discord are evident, questioning school expenditures. This is yet another potential default in the making. Dennis Ellum is an assistant professor at Texas A&M San Antonio and a 1966 graduate of Andrews High School, and blogs at www.themarketperspective.com. Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 67 and partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
During time at home, read an ebook, stream a movie, listen to music. J.C. Lewis, jc.lewis@hearstnp.com. Tired of scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit on repeat? Is this social distancing causing intense cabin fever? Fear not, because this is the perfect time to catch up on music, television, movies, and books. The Libby app connects to the local library's audiobook and ebook library. Midland County Public Library cardholders can borrow books to listen to or read on iPads, Kindles, or other electronic book devices. I checked out Scythe by Neil Shusterman. Items can be checked out for 21 days. After the 21 days, it is automatically removed from the device. The West Texas Digital Library also has explore options to help browsers narrow down by what is available and what might interest them. Libby can be downloaded on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store for free. Some other books I will be digging into during my time away from others include Pet Cemetery by Stephen King, This Blessed Earth by Ted Genoways, and I might revisit Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, which is perfect during a virus outbreak to realize things aren't as bad as they could be. During social distancing, I've been really missing my yoga classes and going to True Fit to burn off some steam. However, it's better to stay at home than go to a gym where people are sweating and breathing heavily. Some apps are giving free trials for a while, and other resources are free. If using the free services, think about subscribing and sharing to help the content creator. The Down Dog, Yoga for Beginners, HIIT, Bar, and 7-Minute Workout apps are completely free until April 1 because of the COVID-19 breakout. These apps can be downloaded in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Yoga with Adrienne is a free YouTube channel with yoga workout videos that are 20 to 40 minutes long. Adrienne also has a cute blue heeler dog, Benji, that makes appearances but usually doesn't participate in yoga. She has Yoga for Beginners, yoga for back pain, which is a great way to stretch after working with my laptop in bed, and yoga for weight loss, with some other fun videos between that criteria. Local gyms and fitness instructors might also be offering opportunities to work out through online classes. Midland Yoga Works has started doing online streams of yoga classes. It's best for people to contact their favorite instructors or gyms to see how they can continue to support them and get in their workout at the same time. Unfortunately, Big Sky Drive-In Theater has closed because of COVID-19, and movie theaters might not be the best place to spend time social distancing. However, new releases from DreamWorks and NBC Universal will be available to stream from home instead of delaying the movie releases until after everything settles down. According to a press release from NBC Universal, Trolls World Tour was released Friday. It will be the first title to be released and will be followed by The Hunt, The Invisible Man, and Emma. These titles will be available on a wide variety of on-demand services for a 24-hour rental period at the suggested retail price of $19.99. Disney is also released Onward on Friday and will be available for Disney Plus subscribers on April 3 in the United States. Frozen 2 was released to Disney Plus subscribers on March 15. This might be a great time to watch the Oscar-nominated The Irishman, or maybe don't torture yourself for 3.5 hours. It would be a great time for Quentin Tarantino to release an extended cut of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but don't hold your breath. Watch Little Women, because actress Florence Pugh deserved all of the awards, and her cooking stories on Instagram are quite hilarious. Albums to revisit: Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, Kacey Musgraves, Golden Hour, Florence and the Machine, High as Hope, Harry Styles, Fine Line, Caroline Rose, Loner, Maggie Rogers, Heard It in a Past Life, Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride, Tanya Tucker, While I'm Living, or just Delta Dawn on repeat. New music. A new band consisting of Texas country artists William Clark Green, Midlander Cleto Cordero, Josh Abbott, and John Bowman released their album The Panhandlers, which is about West Texas. Bad Bunny released his new album, YHLQMDLG, in February. The Weeknd released his new album, After Hours, on Friday. Joywave released their new album, Possession, last week. Tame Impala released their new album, The Slow Rush, in February. Singles, Posthumous Forgiveness and Breathe Deeper, draw the listener deeper into the album. The Dixie Chicks are also back with their single, Gaslighter. I can't wait for their album release. Streaming. Instead of rewatching The Office or Parks and Rec for the 50th time, here are some newer releases on streaming services. Netflix recommendations. Better Call Saul has 4 seasons on Netflix, with the 5th season currently being released on AMC. The spin-off of Breaking Bad follows lawyer Jimmy McGill, who becomes Saul Goodman, and tries to make a name for himself in law, while attempting to escape his scam artist ways. He works with Breaking Bad character Mike Ehrmantraut, and other Breaking Bad characters make appearances. El Camino, the Breaking Bad spin-off movie, is also available to stream on Netflix. Schitt's Creek is currently my favorite show. The series follows a family that loses its fortune and has to move to a town called Schitt's Creek, where their way of life changes significantly. Through its humor and character-building relationships, it will make you feel all the warm fuzzies. The crew finished wrapping their last season, which releases on Pop, and have started on a movie. The Good Place is a great place to escape to during times of uncertainty. It brings a great humor to serious ethical questions. It is also streaming on Hulu. BoJack Horseman is another cartoon made for mature audiences. The last season was released on Netflix at the end of January. Viewers follow BoJack Horseman, a washed-up TV star, as he navigates life after stardom and trauma from his experiences. While it might get dark at times, it has some of the most creative storytelling in animation. Watch the Free Churro episode as an example, with some really great humor. Riverdale. Who doesn't love a teenage CW drama? It fills the Vampire Diaries-sized hole in my heart with neon lighting and trendy music. However, there are many scenes where I cannot stop laughing from the serious writing. Castlevania released its third season at the beginning of the month. Based on the Japanese video game Konami, it might be an anime, but it's definitely for mature audiences with its gore and adult relationships. Vampires, vampire hunters, and monsters all vie for control in Wallachia. Netflix has also introduced a way to stream with friends through Netflix Party. It is available on computers with webcams. HBO recommendations. Succession received some hype during awards season, but the show isn't widely popular like Westworld. The new season will consist of guest stars and loose plot, if you ask me, or Game of Thrones, minus the last train wreck of a season. However, the dialogue-heavy show should be on your watch list in this crazy time. The Outsider is a horror crime drama miniseries based on the book by Stephen King. A small town is sent into chaos as a young boy is found dead. A man tries to prove his innocence, but there is more at work in this series. Hulu recommendations. Rick and Morty escape into the universe with Rick and Morty with their dark humor and wit. The show revolves around the misadventures of Rick Sanchez and grandson Morty Smith, who get in trouble everywhere. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a light-hearted comedy to sit down and binge. With 7 seasons, viewers can follow a team of detectives as they solve crimes in the 99th precinct of the New York City Police Department. This show is stacked with a comedian cast, so be ready to laugh. Amazon Prime recommendations. Hunters has only 1 season on Amazon, but it is well worth a watch. Follow Nazi hunters living in 1977 New York City who discover that Nazi war criminals are trying to create a Fourth Reich in the United States. The Boys might open a little slow, and it takes time to be attached to the characters, but by the end, it's gripping. It is a different story about a world with superheroes who have almost unlimited power. It also tackles the question of how the world got their superheroes and super terrorists. Fleabag is a British comedy drama that follows a young woman trying to find her way in the world while navigating the death of her best friend and feelings for a hot priest. The show stars Phoebe Waller-Bridges and is an adaptation of her Edinburgh Festival Fringe one-woman play. Get ready for the fourth wall to be broken with some hilarious dialogue. Tired of watching television? There are plenty of online tutorials for crocheting, knitting, or embroidery. It's time to dust off those craft supplies pushed into the back of the closet. Talking about closets, now is a great time to start spring cleaning and collect what needs to be donated. It's probably best to wait to donate until the coronavirus pandemic is contained. The best time to FaceTime or Skype other people is probably during a pandemic, when they are also practicing social distancing. Technology is a great tool to not just get lost in, but also to reach out to others. I also will be mailing out all of the postcards I got from Marfa and forgot about until now. The U.S. Postal Service even delivers stamps, so I'm stocked up. I finally re-downloaded Duolingo to help me learn Spanish. I might even try some Japanese, but I will see how far I get with Spanish. During this pandemic, it might be a good time to break out the running shoes and get outside. The I-20 Wildlife Preserve was closed after the rainfall last week, but should reopen soon. The Sibley Nature Center has a trail, and other parks have paths for walking, jogging, or running to break out of the house. Just remember to keep 6 to 8 feet from others out on the trails.
How much togetherness is enough? A Sharp Life, Aaron Sharp. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the world is generally falling apart. Tornadoes tore apart Nashville. There's been earthquakes in Utah and Odessa, and there is a once-in-a-century pandemic sweeping the globe, destroying economies, healthcare systems, and lives. The thing is, we Sharps just didn't feel like that was enough to deal with. We do this frequently. Unlike other families who just take life as it comes, we like to add an extra challenge or two, just in case somebody out there is judging based on degree of difficulty. Going into this last week, I knew it was going to be one of the busiest work weeks of my life. As IT director for my place of employment, a good bit of my time the last few weeks has been spent figuring out how to get most, if not actually all, of our 185 employees up to speed working at home. I had a good feeling that we were going to start sending people home, so last weekend was kind of the calm before the storm. Then I woke up with a sore throat Sunday morning. A year ago, I would have said, well, that's March in Texas for you, and went on about my life. But these days, you can't be so casual. The sore throat stayed pretty painful, so I let my boss know I'd be off, called the doctor, and got some medicine for strep throat. That was super inconvenient, but I had plenty of work I could do at home, and after a day to heal, I could hit the ground running at work to make up for lost time. The Sharpenados had other problems. Monday morning, the first child experienced what we refer to in our family as a vomitus episode. The poor thing was sick most of the day, and we were hopeful that would be the end of it until late that evening when another child succumbed. Tuesday seemed hopeful, but again late that night, another child lost her cookies. Wednesday and Thursday had a couple of nervous moments, but we were in the clear. Then late Thursday night, while I'm in the process of writing this column, the fourth and final Sharpenado went down. Just to be clear, I literally had to stop writing the last paragraph to go clean up a child in their bed. Also, this is only 5 hours past deadline. I'm getting better. I hope we don't have to quarantine. I don't know how much more togetherness we can take. Museum of the Big Bend completes video touchscreen upgrades. Alpine. Brand new video monitors with touchscreen capabilities were recently installed as part of technology upgrades at the Museum of the Big Bend. The new monitors, which are ADA compliant, were installed on February 27th at a total cost of $25,000 and funded through the City of Alpine Hotel Motel Tax. The museum utilizes 6 video kiosks that highlight short video segments about each of the permanent exhibits. We are extremely grateful to the City of Alpine for our long-standing partnership, said Museum Director Mary Bones. Thanks to the city's support, the museum now has 6 touchscreen monitors that show our classic videos as well as the West of the Pecos, Cattle Women, Texas Aerial Photography, and Lobo Legacy Films. Bones added that the museum now has the capability to add more videos to the new monitors for future productions. With these upgrades, we now have consistency, professionalism, and a beautiful design, she said. According to Bones, one of the goals for the video system upgrades is to help Sol Ross departments tell their story to visitors, parents, and students. Current videos on exhibit include Tall Rock Shelter, CBBS archaeologists performing site research at Tall Rock, Big Bend, 2 videos, one highlighting the creation of Big Bend National Park, the other highlighting dinosaurs of BBNP, West of the Pecos Cattle Women, video about the history of the organization, Buffalo Soldiers, African American soldiers who served at Fort Davis in the 1800s. Film of the Big Bend, commercial films produced in the Big Bend region. Proposed videos highlighting programs and departments at Sol Ross include Tall Rock Shelter, new archaeological work being conducted by CBBS, Big Bend, current research work being conducted by Chris Ritzy and or Kevin Urbanks, plants, insects, water issues. West of the Pecos Cattle Women, RAS Research, Saul Ross Rodeo, Borderlands Research Institute, Buffalo Soldiers, Departments of History and Languages and Literature, Film in the Big Bend, Theater of the Big Bend, Brett Scott and work of his film students, Museum Art, a company out of Dallas, provided the design of the kiosks and installation of the monitors. City Manager Eric Zimmer said, "The City of Alpine remains excited about the support it provides the Museum of the Big Bend. The museum provides a rich history of the area and highlights the many people that have developed our region." Zimmer noted that the monitor upgrades will further enhance the experience of guests of the museum. "The storyboards and depictions are fabulous and are in line with the experience people seek in these venues," he said. "We continue to point visitors to the Museum of the Big Bend as a top 10 attraction in Alpine and the Big Bend area." Happy hours go virtual amid virus. Boston. The hottest new bar's dress code? Your sweatpants. And you don't even have to leave your couch. With bars shuttered and stressed out workers stuck at home, companies and friend groups across the U.S. are holding happy hours over video chat to commiserate and keep spirits high amid the new coronavirus pandemic. In one community, neighbors are toasting to one another every night from the ends of their driveways to unwind, while keeping a safe distance, of course. "Let's be honest, we could all use a break and a drink right now," said Nick Minard, who recently took part in a virtual cocktail hour with more than 30 of his homebound colleagues with Hendersonville, Tennessee-based STR, which provides data and analytics for the hospitality industry. Video chat happy hours have popped up all over social media as communities have closed bars and restaurants to all but delivery and takeout and banned large gatherings in an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. The vast majority of people recover from the new virus. Emily Anderson, who runs an organization that connects moms in New York City, was forced to cancel all of her events because of the virus. Now she is planning to host weekly video chat happy hours to help moms celebrate surviving another week of the coronapocalypse with a quarantini. "On a good day, a lot of moms feel isolated, particularly new moms. So now, more than ever, moms need one another's support and camaraderie," Anderson, founder of Mom Crew, said in an email. "Even book clubs, game nights, and support groups are going virtual. Brian Koppelman, co-creator of the Showtime series Billions, said he and his friends played their weekly poker game using an app and chatting over Zoom video conferencing. It was a pretty great way to stay connected despite the distancing," he tweeted. "For others, it's been a way to check in on friends who live across the country and share tips about how to stay sane while staying at home." Tracy Stallard said a group of her friends from high school caught up over drinks via video chat and talked about their new normal. "Have you been going out and taking a walk? Do you wear real pants when you get up in the morning? How many days did it take before you stopped wearing makeup?" they asked each other, according to Stallard, who lives in New York City. In Montclair, New Jersey, a group of more than a dozen neighbors is taking a different approach with a nightly happy hour in front of their homes. It started with a text suggesting they all come outside one night and share a drink from afar, said Gail Stocks. While each family stays in their own yard, they've sang happy birthday to those whose celebrations were spoiled by the virus and toast to better times, but never better neighbors, Stocks said. They plan to keep the tradition going until their lives go back to normal to give everyone a chance to get away from their computers for a bit and a reason to smile, she said. It's keeping everyone's spirits up, Stocks said. I was feeling very down around the late afternoon, and by the time I came in, the whole blues had lifted. Hello, this is Cindy reading Life and Times from the Odessa American for Sunday. Simple composting for simple gardeners. Composting is a great way to reduce the smell of food waste in your kitchen. Not only does it reduce waste in landfills, but once the compost is completely broken down, you are left with rich and nutrient-dense material that you can feed your plants and really give your garden a feast of nutrients it may be deprived of. Some basics of composting in West Texas focus on decreasing the evaporation rate while still maintaining good airflow of your compost pile. To ensure success with composting in West Texas, follow the rules below. Use a 3 foot by 3 foot bin with almost solid sides. This will help manage the airflow and decrease evaporation. If your bin already has too much airflow, line the inside with plastic or cardboard to combat that. You must also leave about 1 inch of airspace at the bottom of the bin. Air intake from the bottom is best for decomposition. Next, you must use materials that decompose slowly to maintain airspace and can also resist compression from the weight of the top of the pile. Such materials that are ideal for this are twigs, logs, or mulch. Place about 6 to 8 inch of these directly on the soil. Here in West Texas, compost piles do best in complete shade. The bin must also be placed on soil, not concrete or asphalt. Those surfaces heat up quickly and increase evaporation. Next, begin layering green and brown materials in the bin, with each layer being approximately 6 inches. Brown items are carbon-rich and include things like straw, pine needles, small branches, dryer lint, dry grass clippings, dried plant materials, sawdust, and shredded paper. Green items that are nitrogen-rich are things like wet grass trimmings, fresh plant clippings, vegetable and fruit waste, alfalfa pellets, tea bags, coffee grounds, and their filters, unbleached. Make sure to cover your pile with newspaper plastic, cardboard, tarp, straw, or dry leaves. This will decrease moisture loss and help control insects. Make sure to water and mix your pile as needed. Average watering is done 2 to 3 times plus a week, but you may adjust according to your personal liking. When it comes to mixing every week or two, should be enough. Hopefully, these simple steps help inspire anyone to at least take a shot at composting to help reduce landfill waste, as well as help fertilize their garden with things we all have at home. If you have questions, call the AgriLife office in Odessa at 498-4071 or in Midland at 686-4700 for more gardening information. Jeanette Castanon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at Jeanette, that's J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E dot Castanon, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N, at ag.tamu.edu. Master Gardeners, Tips for Succulent Care by Jesse Clark, Master Gardener Trainee. Succulents change drastically with the slightest environmental change. This can include going from nursery to your kitchen windowsill. Succulents are survivors by nature and will adapt, which you will notice as it changes in shape and color in response. To keep it as similar as possible to its original look, mimic its natural environment as much as possible. Here are some tips for succulent care. Pick a healthy plant. It's important to buy a plant that is healthy at point of sale. Look for mature plants that have a strong root system. Succulent leaves are often telling, as they will pucker when thirsty and ooze water or look swollen and yellow when overwatered. Choose plants that haven't been manhandled as much, so their leaves are intact and their powdery film finish is still there. Find the perfect spot. Succulents appreciate bright light. There are some succulents that burn in full sun, such as aloe, ironically, and there are succulents that stretch when too far from light. some varieties of echeveria and sedum. Some succulents do well in low light,